Hi there, everybody. This is Armand DeMille with you. With the positive mind, WBAI, 99.5 FM on your dial. Bringing you ideas, concepts, and guests to help you lead a more positively minded life. And today, I'm going to continue in my discussions that we've been having about getting your life in order. Okay, friends. One day, I went to a lecture by Ram Dass. You might have heard about him. Nice man, knew a lot of things. It was at the city center, and I was with some friends who wanted to meet him, and they took us up on stage, and they said, Ram Dass, this is Armand DeMille. And he said, oh, yes, I wanted to meet you. And he said, will you come to the party after the presentation? And I said, no, I'm tired. And he said something to me. He said, so wake up. Well, that was such an interesting thing. I had been up partying for 2 days. I had been with so many friends. I was exhausted. He said, wake up. And I woke up. Now, I was surprised that it took so little to get me to just sharpen my senses. And I thought about it. People and the way people are asleep, and how often we sleep. Think about your average job. You have to give 8 hours a day to a job. Most people, they work. If you're working for somebody else, does that employer get 8 hours of your time? No, you steal a few for yourself. You think about your family, you think about your friends, you make a few phone calls. You give only a certain number of hours. But if they force you to pay attention, what do? You go to sleep. Yes, there's a form of sleep that people do on jobs that is just remarkable. And if you ever want to see it, go to any supermarket or any movie theater ticket. Because if you go to the movie lines, when the person's selling the tickets, they're asleep. You say to Mungabi. And they say, okay, and they give you the tickets. Sometimes they like to fool around and change the names of the movies just to see, because of the sounds that they use, it all sounds alike. You could say Galabi, and they'll say, oh, yeah, I know exactly where you want to go. But they're asleep. Now, sometimes you ask them something complicated, like, is this going to be showing next week? And they get a little annoyed. But of course they would, because you're waking them up. Wouldn't you be annoyed if somebody woke you in the middle of your sleep and asked you a question? Now, I'm not saying it's wrong to go to sleep on a job. I think it may be necessary. It may be right. But we sleep in a lot of places that we don't even know we're sleeping. So today, I want to talk about people and their tendency to go to sleep to themselves. And how some people are so unaware of being asleep that they just kind of drifted off. Like right now, are you awake or are you asleep? Are you here or you're not here? Sometimes it's like wearing those eyeglasses. Did you ever see those eyeglasses with eyes painted on them? You know, they used to have them in school where the teacher would think you're awake because you had eyes painted on your eyeglasses. It was cute. It was a great idea. So people think you're awake. If there's anything that disturbs your sleep, it very often is going to annoy you for a moment. So one of the ways you know that people are annoyable is if somebody gets annoyed very easily when you talk to them, it means they're asleep a lot of the time. Do you ever wonder, why is he so pissy? Because he's sleeping. Because he's not awake. It's not that he's going around just irritable. He's trying to sleep and you're waking him up. Husband, marriage, relationships. What a place to sleep. It's a great place to sleep. Whoever wants to be awake in a relationship? All right, when you're dancing and partying and having fun. But every day there are changes. Honey, did you take, I'm getting tired of, would you like, don't you wish everything would just stay the same for a while? But you're dealing with interactive forces and interactive people. You have husbands and wives and children who have demands. You come home from a day's work. You go into your house and, Daddy! And they come running towards you and, did you and, will you and, could you and, you go to sleep. Can I take a nap? I know a man who is not allowed to nap. He has a relationship where his exit was. He comes home and needs a 20-minute nap. But his wife is so overwhelmed by all the work that she's doing. By the time he gets in the door, he can't nap. He doesn't have the right to nap in his own house. Maybe he shouldn't. Maybe you're not allowed to nap when you're married. So, one of the things I'm going to propose to you is that I'm going to ask you to look at the different ways that you sleep at different times. Daydreaming is a form of sleeping. Not being present is the biggest form of sleeping. Now, we know that being present, being in the here and now, being alive, being alert, being awake, is exciting and wonderful. We value that. It's the richness of our life. Yet, we slide into somnambulance, into sleepwalking. And I want to know, number one, why we do it. Number two, is it wasted time? Number three, is it essential? Number four, should we do it more often? Maybe we should all just go to sleep. And I want to hear from you as well. Marriage, difficult. Relationships, difficult. There is a thing that happens in sleep, in relationships, where you just don't want to listen anymore. And so people are talking, and you could actually hear yourself drifting. And then you look back at them. Did this ever happen to you? You look at them a little later, and they were talking the whole time, and you didn't hear a word they said. You go, huh? You were asleep. They didn't know you were asleep. Sex, you can go to sleep while you're sex, too. Nobody knows. A lot of people who are in, I believe, retirement, they go to sleep. They go down to Florida. They quit working. They're hanging out in Florida, and they go to sleep. What do they do all day long? I played some golf. I took some walks. I got the cheap dinner. I went to sleep early. Look, I'm healthy, but I'm asleep. Nothing's happening. You hang out with your relatives. Most of your relatives. What do they do when they get together? They eat, and they drift off, and they basically don't really communicate, don't really talk. You get frightened. You're really scared. There are some people I know who, the minute that they get hit with fear, they go numb completely, and they go to sleep like deer in headlights. They just kind of freeze, and nothing happens to them, and they go to sleep. Sleep off, drift off. Now, let's look at narcolepsy. Narcolepsy, also called dysonia, is where you fall asleep in the course of a day, and it's pathological. You can't stay up. You just, boom. You nod out. It's a neurological disturbance. Maybe. Maybe it's just an adaptation. But I knew a man who used to do it all the time. He was a carpet installer. His name was Jim. He was such a nice man. Every time I had to have a carpet installed, I'd have Jim there. But every now and then, you'd see him just sleeping on the floor. And he'd get back up, and he'd kick in the rugs. And he knew I loved him, and he knew nobody would hire him. But he would kick in his rugs, and then, boom, off to sleep. Because he had this. He got better. People who like to sleep, the difference between sleepy people and non-sleepy people is the drugs you're attracted to. You like drugs? Chemicals? Do you like even vitamin water? Anything in your preference tells you, are you gearing towards energetic or disenergetic? I'll give you an example. If you like a tea that puts you to sleep, right? Like, what are the teas? Tell me. Stephanie,
chamomile.
Chamomile. Chamomile tea puts you to sleep. You'd rather be asleep. You'd rather not out. Drugs, often known as soporifics, they were called. Did you hear that word? Soporific means to put you in a kind of a stupor. Two-in-alls, second-alls, sleeping pills, downers. People love them. Oxycontin. They kind of, they put you to sleep. The reason why people like drugs, Valium, right? Xanax. Even some of the antidepressants put you to sleep. Now, why are people doing this? Because they don't want to be awake. So here's our choice. After all of this, I say to you the following. If you had your druthers, if you had your choice, would you rather be awake, doing what you want to do, asleep, doing what you don't want to do, asleep, doing what you want to do? It's getting confusing. This is Armand DeMille with you, with the positive mind. I imagine if you were to look at your life right now, you would say to yourself, time to wake up. It's time for me to wake up. And like where? Think about your simple place, your work. You love your work. Do you love what you're doing? You don't love what you're doing. You're doing it just to make money. Well, if you're doing your work just to make money, but you can't find excellence in your work, then you're going to sleep at work. Now, there's a problem with that. Because if you're finding non-excellence at work, and you're practicing non-excellence in a mundane job, you are becoming non-excellent. Here's my deal. My deal is if you do a job, no matter how mundane it is, do it the best you can. Do it with a fervor. Do it with, like, not for the boss's sake, for your sake. If you're working in an office and it's got dust on top of a cabinet, clean the cabinet for your sake, not the boss's sake. I knew a man named Peter Hogan. He was my mentor. He was great. He said, he formed a thing called the Army of Man. He said, we all start off as five-star generals. He said, and everybody's a five-star general when you're born. He said, and then everybody has to be in command of everything. And then little by little, you give up a star. You become a four-star, a three-star, a two-star. You get less responsibilities. You become a general. You become a captain. You become a colonel, then a captain, then a major, then a captain, then a lieutenant. He says, and if you're really lucky, by the time you get to the exit, you're a latrine private. And what you're doing is finding total joy in cleaning the toilets. He said, because you should be able to do that. You should be able to find the highest level of self no matter what you're doing. Think about your life. Can you find your high level where you are now? Or are you going to tell me it's their fault? Are you going to say to me, no, because my kids, because of an illness, because of that? I know people in wheelchairs who are a wreck who step up to the highest level they could be at any given time. And I would like to know from you, do you know where you could step up? Do you know where you could wake up? I think there should be little signs everywhere that say, so wake up. And I think those little signs should be on buses, should be on in the back of cars, bumper stickers, just anywhere. But not as a pejorative, not as somebody yelling at you and saying, wake up. No, not that. Just as somebody saying, hey, want to wake up? Want to join me? Trouble is, so many people have gone to sleep over these years that everybody thinks everybody else is sleeping, and nobody thinks there's anybody there who's really awake or wants to be awake. But you know, our audience does. Now, I've been listening recently to some of our rebroadcasts, and I am so impressed by the Wake Up WBAI audience. In fact, we start our program at Pacifica Radio here with the Wake Up Call. It's kind of an interesting program on BAI. My question is the following. Do you want to wake up? Do you want to be part of the wake up as opposed to asleep? And do you know how you are asleep? And the clue is you cannot blame the other guy for being asleep. It's a simple energy. You could be as sick as a dog, and you could wake up. 212-209-2900 is our number here. We're going to be taking your calls. I have a question, and I have a survey I want of you today, and I need your response for this. The response I need is for you to send me an email telling me the following. I have presented to you frequently. I will present guests, people who are guests who come in. They read me talk about their books, and we talk about their books. I have co-hosts, people who come in, and we speculate together. Second time, guests, co-hosts. Sometimes I'm all by myself here just telling you what I think. And then sometimes I'm here telling you what I think, and I don't take callers. And then more recently, I've been taking as many callers as possible. Something happened with the callers. The people who are calling in have formed an amazing union. They seem to, without even knowing each other, they seem to be in a collective mind. But I'm not sure if that's such a good thing for you. You may want information. You may tune in because you just want information. You may not want to hear the callers. So what I'd like you to do is rank order these five things for me. Would you like the callers to be higher or not at all? Would you like the guests who do books to be there more often? Would you like to hear more interesting other thought than mine? Would you like me to be alone? And what do you think of the music? I always ask that question because some people hate it. They hate the intermission. They can't stand the music. I need the music. I want to give it to you because it always says something to me. 212-209-2900. So please don't respond to that question yet. Do that by email at Armand, A-R-M-A-N-D, at thepositivemind.com. Send me that email and tell me the responses of what you would prefer, and especially what you've thought of the callers this week, who were just mind-boggling. But, you know, I mean, somebody tells me they listen to the program, and they're listening to the program, and all of a sudden, as they're listening, they feel tears coming to their eyes. And you know what happens when tears come to their eyes? They start to cry. And they don't want to listen anymore. They don't want to get upset. So they shut off the radio. So some people have been telling me they don't want to hear it. Other people say it's the best. I'd like to hear from you. Sure. So what are we going to take here? We're going to be having to go to calls in just a moment. In order to do that, I'm going to bring you a tiny bit of music, and then we'll be right back with you, my friends. Get ready, 212-209-2900. A little more of that coming up for you in a bit. That's James Moody and Hank Jones. What a combination. How do you like that one, Michael? 212-209-2900. Let's take one of your calls. This is Armand DeMille. You're on the air. Hi there.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
My name's Andrew. I tried calling in yesterday when you and your sidekick were more or less saying that you went to the dentist and didn't use the pain medication. right?
Right, I remember.
Right. And you know,
Andrew, I'm sorry, but your sound is kind of breaking up. I know you must be on a cell phone.
Hold on one second.
Yeah. Could you find out what that is?
Hello?
Yes.
Is that better? Better?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. So, you know, and between the absolute honorifics being given on Tuesday, and then, of course, the two of you being such supermen yesterday, first of all, I'm not surprised that two people in therapy profession would not have pain medication, because, of course, you spend all your day looking for other people's pain. You get off on it.
So, Andrew, are you saying you're angry?
What I'm saying is...
No, I'm asking you a question. Are you angry about this?
I'm
you sound angry. Are you angry? It's
I'm
okay.
I'm not angry about it. I'm just pointing out that through the course of every week, the amount of time spent by people going, you know, Armand, you've done so much for me. You've helped me so much. And there's never any criticism. There's never any questioning. For example, last week, and I said it to your secretary, she probably didn't pass it on to you, you made it seem that watching horror films was a form of pathology.
Okay.
And my question to her was, well, why isn't listening to jazz music a form of pathology?
Oh, that was you. You
That's
called
right,
it.
It was me.
You didn't want to give us your name. What's your name?
I gave her
Andrew, good. Now
Andrew.
Listen. Okay, now listen, Andrew. Andrew,
yes.
We're on the same team. You're angry.
No, we're not really on the same team.
So you're calling in because you're angry, and you say you object to the way I present it.
No, I just think...
Are you saying that? I mean, it's okay.
Yeah, once in a while, a corrective is necessary for anything.
I would take that very valuable. So are you saying you don't like the way I do it, Andrew?
No, because I actually enjoy the show a lot of the time.
Oh, you do. Okay, then what part?
But a lot of the time, I find that things that are not necessarily pathological seem to be labeled as pathological.
Yeah, and anything in particular that gets labeled as pathological that might touch you and may be in some way a mischaracterization of you?
Yeah, that's right. Like the horror thing.
Yeah.
And I personally find people who listen to freeform jazz to be chaotic, disorganized, and looking
absolutely.
For lots of noise. Does that sound right to you?
Sure.
Well, but you shouldn't accept that, just like I shouldn't accept your idea.
Oh,
that
then I shouldn't. What else shouldn't I do?
Okay, obviously you're, you know, my point is that too often things seem to come off as, you know, well, maybe you should sleep in marriage or just offhand pathological, you know,
right.
That there's something wrong with you.
But you know, Andrew, the truth of it is.
Yes.
Truth of it is I love everybody, and I really do.
I'm glad.
And my feeling about even you and everybody else who doesn't, it's like, yeah, of course you're right. Of course, but I don't see pathology. I see adaptation.
Well, it doesn't come across that way.
Yeah, I'm sorry it doesn't
negative.
You, because I'm certainly not judging you. But thank you for your feedback. What is that in sound in your background, by the way?
Someone else is talking.
In what kind of a place?
There's a sound, a fan playing in the background.
Are you in? What kind of a venue are you in? What are you in?
Right now I'm at home.
You're at home?
Yes.
You have somebody in the background talking while you're at home?
Yes.
It's a beautiful thing. Andrew, thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Anytime, my friend. 212-209-2900. This is Armand DeMille. Good morning. Who this be?
This is Betty Fair in Mount Vernon.
Hey, Betty Say.
Hi.
Hi there.
I heard your dissertation and, wake up.
Yeah, wake up, Betty.
Okay, and I find that lately, over the past year, after some trauma in my life, all I do is fall asleep.
Hmm.
And I don't know if it's depression. I don't know what it's from.
Well, tell me when you fall asleep, Betty.
After I eat, when I sit down,
mm-hmm.
watch television. Actually, I'm a person that likes to do things and want to go places.
Now, let me ask you something, Betty. If you were falling down, if you had eaten and then gone to sleep and sit down, watch TV, and you doze off, right?
Yes.
If I were to call you up and say, hey, Betty, would you turn on the radio? I want you to hear something special. Would you wake up?
Yes, I would.
Okay, so now we're talking about something. We're talking about you got no reason to stay awake.
I believe you, and it's pitiful.
No, it's not pitiful. It just is.
It's depressing.
Well, okay. So how do we change it?
Well, I want to come down to WBAI.
Well, come on down.
Do some volunteer work.
We need you right now.
You do? Well, okay, I'm in Mount Vernon. If I can come down, I certainly will volunteer.
Well, we have somebody in Mount Vernon who'll be coming down shortly. And if there is, you call, send me an email with your name and number.
I don't have a computer. I broke my computer up 2 years ago.
Good for you.
Can I tell you why?
I know you got angry.
I got angry at Bill Gates and his mythology.
That's great. So you smashed your computer.
He had to send out, what do you call it, ahead of time, how much money he expected to make. And he crashed people.
All right. So now, Betty, okay, here comes a big wake-up. You ready?
I'm ready.
Get a computer. It's time.
It's time to get another
get
one.
Get rid of your TV and get a computer.
Good.
You can get everything on the TV on the computer. You get that computer and you open up to the whole world. It gets so exciting that you can't believe it. You see, you could go on there tonight. If the minute you get a computer, if you get one that has a camera, you could dial me on Skype. And I will talk to you face-to-face personally and say hello to you. That's what we could do. It's so magical. It wakes you up.
Well, you know, I like that. And I also want to say I love your music.
Good.
I really do. And I love your conversation. I love your topics.
Thanks so much for calling in. Thank you, my friend.
Okay.
Okay. 212-209-2900. Let's grab one more call. Hi, this is Armand D'Amelio on the air. Hello there.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Armand. I have a question to you. I always been looking at people and saw that half of them not only sleeping but dead, and I was very annoyed with that most of the time because I was one who always alert, and now I'm falling asleep myself, and I'm just so scared that it's exactly what I was afraid the most happening.
Oh, you got hurt badly, didn't you? Something hurt your heart. I saw you lost somebody.
Yeah, I had that.
What did you lose?
My father.
Yes, your father died.
And,
when did he die?
He died last year.
I'm so sorry.
I know, it's been...
And you're from Hungary?
Russia.
You're from Russia.
Yeah.
And did he die in Russia or here?
Yeah, he died in Russia while I was in the middle of...
What's your name?
Anna.
Anna, I'm sorry. In the middle of what? He died in the middle of...
I was in a project, and I'm a freelancer. You cannot leave when, you know, I'm a costume designer, so if show is about to open, you cannot leave, whatever happens. So I missed the day. But other than that, I also have been hurt by a friend. Really,
and a friend betrayed you as well.
Completely, and that's what made me completely down. Because my father, he would forgive me.
I understand, Anna.
He wouldn't care, really, because it doesn't matter.
But you see, you're missing that part. You're missing that part of yourself. It seems to me that you're closing down because now you feel like you're just a completely lonely child and there's no one there.
Yeah.
And it seems that the only safe place is to sleep. Can we get you to talk to somebody to kind of get you through this so that you could clear it out, so that you could wake up and be part of our team again?
Sure.
I need you. I need you in this world, Anna. You're a beautiful person. I need you to be an active part of what happens in the beauty of this world. I need you to dance to the music. I need you to be alive and awake. And this place that you're sliding into, it's just where you don't do anything, you know?
I do the same things, but I'm so disinterested. I don't want anybody to talk to, or people visit me, and I'm just exhausted of ideas.
Of course. How do you like talking to me right now?
It's hard.
Yeah. Call my office.
Okay.
Call my office, 212-757-4488.
It's online, yeah?
What?
I can find this number online, yeah?
Yes, you can. And send me an email.
Thank you.
All right, Anna, we'll talk. We'll get you out of this thing because it's one of the great losses you've suffered, and you are sliding into that place, and I don't want you to go there.
It goes so fast.
Yes, yes, it's when you're not even looking.
Yeah.
We'll get you there.
Thank you.
Sure. This is Armand DeMille with you at the Positive Mind. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be taking more of your calls at 212-209-2900. We'll be right back.
Life is one big road with lots of signs. So when you're riding through the ruts, don't you complicate your mind. Flee from hate, deceit and jealousy. And bury your thought with your vision to reality.
Bob Marley, he had the right idea. This is Armand DeMille with you with the Positive Mind. Trouble with the Bob Marley idea is he said only stay awake. You know what I mean? He didn't, you should never sleep. I think you need a kind of a mixture in the two. This is Armand DeMille with you with the Positive Mind. My thanks to that telephone call from Florida requesting, saying that the volume drops. I have a cold, and this thing that has been in the back of my throat makes my voice drop out every now and then, and people far away say they have trouble hearing. So whoever that was that called in, what a team player. How nice. You know what she told me to do? She said, wake up, Armand. I love it. 212-209-2900. Let's take another call. This is Armand DeMille. Hi, you're on the air. Hello there. 212-209-2900. We're taking your calls, talking about waking up. Hello there.
Hello.
Well, let me see. Oops, there we are. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, I hear you now.
Okay. I just want to ask a question. I have a friend. It's when he come over at night, he usually fall asleep. He said he's tired.
Yes.
But I want to know, is something wrong or is he just bored?
Well, what happens when you ask him? I'm hearing a big echo. Do you have, let me just see, do you have your radio on?
The computer.
Could you turn it off?
Okay.
Now talk to me.
Okay.
There we are.
Yeah, he said he's tired because you wake up early.
Yes, I understand. So this is still a big echo.
The big issue.
You have the echo. You have the computer on with volume, right?
No, it's off.
It's off completely?
Hmm.
Okay, how are we doing? No, it's not here.
You're not hearing me?
Yes, I am hearing you, but I'm hearing you. Can you call me back on a telephone?
I'm on the telephone.
Yeah, it's a very funny sound. All right, let's try to talk about you and your relationship, okay?
Okay.
Now, there it goes. It's getting better.
Getting better, I'm going to the living room.
Ah, you see?
Okay. Yes, he always says he's tired.
I understand. And you see, the truth is he is tired. He's tired of himself. He's tired of who he is. He's tired of living the way he lives, and he doesn't know how to make a change. So if he talks to you about change, and if he comes to you and...
No, he doesn't talk.
He doesn't talk. He's quiet. And it's very difficult. Now, here's the problem. He wants to be asleep, and you don't want to be.
Right.
So you have to wake up outside of your relationship with him. You can't keep waiting for him to wake up to feed you. So you're either going to let him sleep or you're going to walk away. But it's time. What's your name?
Paula.
Paula. Now, Paula, have you ever told him how angry it makes you?
Every single time.
Yeah, and that
because
makes him
I
go
think
to sleep more.
When he comes over, it's supposed to be a special time. And
yeah, and then he goes to sleep.
He just falls asleep.
I know. So now I have to ask you to ask his permission for something. You have to get permission for this. He says he doesn't want to fall asleep, right?
No, he just said that he's tired.
He's tired. Okay.
I work all week.
So why do you allow this to happen? Why do you allow him to come to your house to go to sleep over and over again?
I really don't know. Because it's not like, that's not the only problem. The other problem is that we have no connection. We have like a mental connection. And he says he loves me, but he doesn't show no affection, none whatsoever.
Yeah.
Very cold.
Paula, you've lived your whole life without getting your needs met. You're so used to it.
Yes,
you're so used to it that you just have fallen asleep yourself. Maybe this is the best you can get, but I'll tell you, Paula, get out there in the world, and there is a better world. There's one where you could be fed. This is one that you're used to, and I understand being used to it and settling for it, but nothing happens. You know, you die this way. You keep it all the same, and you just curl up and die together. Why don't you find somebody you could live with or wake him up? And I would say you could be as angry as you want. Throw a pail of water on him. Wake him up.
Yeah, but don't matter how angry I get, he'll come
the
back.
Anger doesn't work. Then the two of you need to go to counseling.
No, I can't go to counseling.
What did you say?
He is married.
He's married. Oh, so
we had a past, right?
Yeah.
And after 26 years, I decided to call him back.
So he has a past. He's married now?
No, I had a past with him.
So is he married now?
Right. After 26 years, I spoke to him last January.
Is he married now?
He was married for the last 25.
I keep asking you, is he married now?
Yes.
He's married now, and now he comes over to you. His wife doesn't know he's coming over.
Of course not.
And then he goes into your house and he goes to sleep.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I can understand that. But it's one way to live, you know?
Well, you see, I am so confused because...
Well, I don't think you're very confused, Paula.
I'm confused because I feel I did wrong 26 years ago and walked out on him.
Well, that doesn't matter much. What matters now is the quality of your life now.
Right, but he makes me feel happy because
good.
I don't want to hurt him.
When
I
he's awake.
To open it back.
I understand, Paula. I understand all your arguments. You're giving me now what's called circular reasoning as to why you should stay the same. See, you're giving me but. And I understand this is what people who are asleep do. They have circular reasoning. The reason I am this way is because of this and because of this and because of this. And no matter what you say to them, they say it's because of this. But, you know, sometimes you say to yourself, I don't think I'm going to live the rest of my life this way. Like, maybe give yourself a time limit. You know, say this is good for another month. When's your birthday?
September.
And that's when it changes.
Yes, I said I want to change when I'm 50. I'll be 50 in September.
50 years old.
Yeah.
You are coming down to WBAI. And on your 50th birthday, I want you in my studio. Do you hear this? This is a definite, I'm making you a deal. I want you to come sit in on a radio program on your birthday, September, what is it, the 18th?
Second.
The September 2nd, I want you in here, working with us, changing your life. And I don't mean it lightly, Paula. I extend that invitation to you. You send me an email. I'll send you a letter. We'll make it happen.
Okay. So you think I should walk away, cut my losses?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I think you should wake up. I don't say walk away. I say wake up and don't do anything every day that you don't like doing. And if it means you got to walk away for 1 minute, 5 minutes, if you have to say to him, don't come over if you're going to go to sleep, then you make those changes. And you watch what happens when you take your power. That's what I say.
Between me and... I'm on the air, right?
Yes.
I think this is how he is.
Uh-huh.
Truly, that's...
I'm sure he's that way with his wife, too.
Yes, I think this is how he is.
Okay. But again, it's not your choice. He does make you laugh. He does entertain you. He is somebody you care about a great deal. Give him one shot, but set your limits. Okay, Paula? And don't forget, you're going to be here September 2nd.
Okay.
Okay, sweetie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 212-209-2900. Now, you see, there is the classic circular reasoning as to why people can make up a case as to why they should stay where they are at any given moment. But this happens, but that happens. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm on?
Yes.
Yeah, hi, this is Ensara Ra.
Hello, Ensara Ra. How are you?
I'm between fantastic and beyond perfect, the way I always, I choose to be that way assiduously. How are you today?
I'm great.
I would like to be awake all the time.
Well, you certainly spend a lot of your time awake.
Doesn't
your name mean awake?
It means one who soars over stars, one who surmounts obstacles.
That's what I would suspect with a little bit of knowledge I have of the name. And for
of course, I chose it for that energy. But you know.
Sure.
The way that I believe that I am asleep is, and I wanted to say one more thing after that, the way that I believe I'm asleep is that I tell myself that I'm a writer, and then I look and I notice that I'm not writing every day or every other day or as often as I believe I am supposed to or should be, or even tell myself that that a writer should be writing.
Yeah, too many things in there. I know what you're saying. It gets really tough because when you define yourself as you have and you've given yourself a definition, which is I am going to be a writer. Now, once you put that in there, you get stuck. You're stuck because now, as a writer, you have obligations.
Okay.
And if that is going to be, you know, in other words, this has become your definition. One of the ways that you, and Sarara, as I've known you over the years, have emerged from your old doldrums is to not get stuck in your definitions.
Oh, definitely not. From childbirth, whatever I did for a living was what, well, I'm a human, I'm a man, I'm an African-American. Yeah, but aren't you no, I'm not that, I am that, and I am this also. So,
yes.
Not to get plugged in.
So you are not, and will not be, a writer.
Okay, good.
You will write.
Works. It works.
But you will not be a writer. And that frees your energy.
Perfect. I will write. Okay. Now, I wanted to say one other thing.
Sure.
Something that you said years ago that allowed me to sort of get an idea of how asleep people are.
Sure.
You said, when you say something to somebody, a significant other, employee, anyone else in your life, ask them to, in a nice way, could you just, particularly if it's important, would you just tell me what I just said? And again, doing it and watching people, you realize that people often walk away and don't realize the person did not hear or did not, understand the meaning. And yet they both walk away thinking they've synchronized their watches, but their watches are at totally different times.
So. And sometimes people just want to know if you want to synchronize watches with them. Because most people are not. Most people just say, we're out of sync, we don't care. You know what I mean? I said something, you said something, it doesn't matter what you said. How you doing today? Fine. You know, people don't really make contact. But what you're doing is you're saying to someone, hey, you know, maybe I said it to you the wrong way. Would you tell me what I just said to you? Would you repeat it back to me? I want to see if I'm communicating clearly. You engage. And the minute you engage, they wake up. And when they wake up, they get excited. And when they get excited, you form a brother, you have a friend.
The one you mentioned, you know, first, when I go to a movie and the person says, how many tickets? I say, I'd like to get 500 for the Boy Scouts. And they go, well, huh? I said, you know, the ones for the Boy Scouts outside. And they wake up.
They wake up. And I'm sure everybody appreciates you.
Yeah.
You're a beautiful man. Thank you for calling in. Send me that email about the preferences.
Yes, I will.
I value your opinion. 212-209-2900. I asked for a survey of preferences. Would you rather hear me interview guests on their books and the different things they have to say. Would you hear me have me work with a co-host where we just shoot a thought around together? Would you like to hear me alone on the air just saying what I think? Would you like to hear me with callers? And finally, would you like to not hear me at all? Well, no, then you wouldn't send me an email. Would you, do you like the music? 212-209-2900. Let's take another call. This is Armand DeMille. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you. My name is Tom. I'm calling from Spring Valley. And,
hello, Tom.
You're doing a great job, Armin. I was very, very interested in your topic of today, in that I don't have much trouble waking up. I have enormous amounts of energy. In fact, I'm never tired. But my problem is simply that even though I'm wide awake in an energetic way, I am very bad at getting anything accomplished at all.
Well, okay, now we have a different condition. I'm glad you bring it up. There's a hyper-wakefulness. There is a sense of wakefulness where your mind is moving so fast that it's moving in two different directions at the same time, which leads to indecisiveness. Now, I want to explain this to you, Tom. This is not going to be like other people will tell you, so I want you to hear it. You do not have a scattered mind. A scattered mind thinks 10 things at once, forgets about two of them, picks up three of them, gets something done. That's scattered mind. Your mind is called an abstract sequential mind. In your mind, when you think a thought, you think an alternative to that thought at the same time. And then when you consider following either one of those two paths, the original thought or the alternative to the thought, you have another thought appears. So it's an alternative to the alternative.
Indeed, but I also have very little short-term memory at
right,
all.
And that's
for
what
a long, long
here.
Time, I've had no short-term. So I have to use tools, techniques, methods, memory techniques to get things done. And then, of course, I can get something done, but I have to use all the tricks that you can to get things done. And now that the publisher wants my book very quickly, now I've got, of course, just 2 weeks to get it ready, and I will do it because if I absolutely have to get something done, I will. Otherwise, I can forget, oh, they need this by, so I have to use all kinds
so
of techniques.
So here's a question I bring
done.
To you about the quality of your life. Who loves you?
My girlfriend in Ukraine.
In the Ukraine, right?
Yep.
And she's in the Ukraine now?
She sure is.
And when are you going to be with her?
In exactly 4 weeks and 1 hour.
Yeah. So you miss her.
Of course.
Yeah. And when
thanks
she
to
loves
Skype.
You.
Skype is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, Skype is wonderful, isn't it? You could see her picture.
Of course, all the time.
Yeah,
every day.
When you're with her, do you talk much?
Thanks to an electronic translator and... Actually, it's kind of interesting, not too much, because I don't speak Russian very well, and she doesn't speak English very well, but we do well, and the fact that I don't talk too much is probably a good thing.
Yeah, what I'm trying to say to you is, the relief for you, the relief is that you don't talk. You need a place to shut off your mouth. You need a place to shut off your words. Because what you have underneath those words is a lot of beauty and a lot of tears. And because you're not allowing them to manifest, what's happening to you is you're just talking fast. And you're moving fast, and your mind is moving fast. It will slow down. When I ask about love, oxytocin, the bonding chemical, that helps you get really close. What you need is to be held.
I thought oxytocin was a painkiller.
No. Oxycontin is a painkiller.
Oh, okay.
Oxytocin is a hormone.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It actually mimics it. It's really interesting that you mention it.
Well, but I grew up in a foster home, so I...
That's what I hear. And
I
you had no
did not
parents.
Grow up with my parents.
And so you're missing a mother.
Oh, of course. You don't, my entire life.
Yeah. So let me ask you something, Tom. Can you imagine having had... a mother who held you. Just picture it for a moment. Imagine yourself as a child being held. Can you give me that as an image?
Sure.
Okay, now stay in there for a moment. Imagine that you're a baby being held. And what I want you to do is to let your mind go quiet. Let your mind go quiet, being held by somebody who is nurturing, loving, and protecting. Just keep that image for just 30 seconds.
Okay.
And let your mind go quiet. That's the part of you you're looking for. That's what everything is rushing for. Now you see, as you did that, you exited all the active thought in your brain. See?
Absolutely.
That's a beautiful place for you. Do you feel it, Tom?
Yes, absolutely. Wow. Yeah, I hear where you're coming from. So the question of waking up, I'm a huge fan of having energy. I coach people on
you're being fit. You know what my suggestion to you is? Go to sleep. I think you're awake too much. I think time for you to rest.
I don't need...
You know what I mean? You need some rest. You need to have a safe place to put your head. You need a safe place to be just who you are. You know,
you.
And just let it go.
Thank you very much.
Let me send me a copy of your book when you're done with it.
Oh, I will absolutely do that. I have your number.
It.
I will absolutely get you a copy. And no question about it. I will be happy to get that to you when it's out, and it should be 9 months.
What's going to be the name of it, Tom?
I think it's just going to be reversing and preventing heart disease.
That's perfect.
Heart disease
is what you get when you don't have a mother.
Well, I think being a marathon runner will help to prevent that, but...
I hear.
But I appreciate your help, Armin. You're doing a great, a phenomenal job, and it's interesting that you met Ram Dass. Very fascinating.
Oh, you didn't know that from years ago? Sure. Did you know him?
No, I mean, I know from some of his book, I mean, Cutting Through Spiritual Materialism, I think was one of his famous ones, but...
There was a funny gang of people we used to hang around with, and everybody at the time was coming up, and he was just one of the wisest and bravest.
He really was, and that's really cool that you met him, Bo. But you're really awake, very much. You're probably more awake than anyone I know, so that's really excellent. So keep up the great work you're doing.
Thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
Sure. This is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. So waking up, you know, essential stuff, trying to bring yourself above the tiredness that's there, above the tendency to just let everything dull out. But, you know, my respects to everyone, including Paula and Hannah, who say, you know, the situation is such and I can't get out of it. I know that trap. I know I can't get out. I know I can't get out. Don't believe it. You can get out. It takes some work. You'll look back on it later. You'll just love the fact that it's suddenly cleaner and better. But it takes time. And sometimes you need some friends and some support. So this is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. I'm going to be leaving you now. And I will be... I guess it's time to end with something for Tom. This is for Tom's 9-month book, which is a baby being born. And for what he felt... for those few moments when he was laying in the arms of the mother he never had. I'll be back with you soon, my friends. Send me an email, armand@thepositivemind.com.